Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Tere Moana Va'ar and this is my husband Okalangi Va'ar, and we're bringing the devotion for today. And so I'm going to use the example of a tree. So most people often look at trees for their beauty. However, trees are important in a number of ways. Trees are used to represent life and wisdom. Like us, trees grow and change with every season. Just like me, I grow in resilience and strength. And like you see leaves on a tree, the righteous man shows evidence of being alive, like the fresh green leaves on a tree that has been nourished. Leaves are like people. They come in a wide range of shapes and sizes, and they change colors according to the seasons. And like you have the roots of a tree as well, people cannot see what is going on under the ground, but there are unseen roots that are firmly planted below the soil. Roots serve a very important purpose. They hold water and nutrients and dispense them to all parts of the tree. The righteous person thrives the same way as a tree does because of the strong roots.
Amen.
The tree that you see standing tall above the ground can endure storms and strong winds because of its underground work in those weather conditions. Trees might bend, but they do not break because of their strong roots.
Sure.
The godly man is strong and stable with roots that grow unseen. So we look at people, we cannot see what is going on underneath. However, that is where the real work takes place. God bless.
Amen, love. That's beautiful. People, don't forget to be their tree. They planted in the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, darling. That's beautiful. I'm going to share a verse in the Bible. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. And it says, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but God gives us the spirit of love, power, and sound mind. You see, God is so good. You know, God is love, and love is God. You know, God loves us so much that he gave us those things to so that can work in our life and protect us from things that's coming our way. You see, I thank God for the sound mind that he blessed me with, because the sound mind in me knowing when the storm is coming my way, the sound mind in me knowing when the problem is coming my way. So whatever situation or problem or storm that comes your way, you know who you are in Christ. And you know that God is for you. So, my friend, you know, when God say, I'll give you the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of sound mind, bro, just open your heart and say, thank you, Lord, I receive it. I receive it, Lord, because I know and you know those things can really apply a blessing in our life and help us to deal with the situation or any storm that comes our way. And you know, the self-control, when a storm come your way, you know how to control that storm because you've got the power of God to do that. So people, don't ever fear what's happening around the world. Don't fear whatever anybody say to you, you're not worth it, you're whatever, you know. That's all the things that people will say or whatever the world will throw at you to put you down. But because you know who you are, God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you, my friend? So take that into your life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And yes, rejoice in the Lord, you know, because God's promise are yes and amen, people. You know, aren't we blessed? Are you blessed, darling?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know why we are blessed? Because God is good, man. God loves you no matter what. God is always there, my friend. So whatever's happened around us, whatever problem or storm that's trying to shake us, like what my wife say about that tree, you know who you are in Christ. And God knows, you know, and God bless us with the sound mind, because that's God's sound mind. And God knows what we're going through. And God knows how we feel. So every time you feel bad or feel down or you need somebody, you know God is right there. Just reach out and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the spirit of love. Thank you for the spirit of power. And thank you for the spirit of sound mind, because God is so good and he bless you with those things. So just grab with both hands, man, and just hug it like you never want to let it go, because you know God is good. So people, God's promise are yes and amen. And God loves you. God loves me. And God loves my wife. And people, stay safe, love each other, and knowing that God is love and love is God. Thank you. Have a blessed day. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
God bless you. Yeah, I love everybody. God bless you.